For a few seconds, let me transport you back a few decades to the early 90s. A television ad is playing. Picture a grungy-looking, dimly lit underground garage. Some very 80s electronic synth music is playing in the background. There are some fancy bikes parked around and a few girls and boys dressed in super hip clothes, leather jacket, blue jeans and all, just chilling. And in walks a young Sachin Tendulkar. The camera focuses on his shoes. He's wearing a white pair of sneakers with neon lights.
Light system
from Action Shoes.
You see, these shoes with lights on their soles were a thing back in the day. Elder millennials and millennials like me will remember. Now, if you're wondering, why did I play this ancient ad for Action Shoes? It's because today, I am going to tell you the story of India's top sports shoes company, Campus. And the Campus origin story cannot be told without mentioning Action. Action was founded back in the 80s by four brothers, the Agarwals. And they'd sell everything from everyday footwear to school shoes for children. I'm sorry for indulging into the 90s nostalgia again, but do you also remember this? Its website says that Action was the first brand to start selling sports shoes in India. It was in 1999 when Campus was introduced as a sub-brand under Action. A few years later, in 2005, one of the brothers, Hari Krishan Agarwal, went his own way and took Campus with him. And it was then when Campus became a full-blown sports shoes brand. Campus sold 7 million pairs of shoes in the December quarter of 2023 alone. And you know what? Around half of them cost less than 1,500 rupees. Now, think of a young girl or a boy in a small town somewhere in India. They want to buy a fashionable pair of sneakers, and obviously a Nike or an Adidas or a New Balance is out of question, right? So their only option was to buy a rip-off of these big brands. An Adidas maybe? I'm quite sure you've seen one of those while street shopping. And then came along Campus and changed that. Not only were its shoes priced just right, it also offered a whole range of styles. And this is exactly what a huge chunk of our population, which is heavy on the younger side, was waiting for. So you see how this gap in the market that Campus filled was massive. And no other sports shoe brand, not Nike, not Adidas, not even Puma, could keep up with the kind of growth that Campus saw. Between March 2019 and 2021, Campus's sales grew 10% annually. Which is why it was no wonder when in 2022, it went for its IPO and it was listed at more than a 23% premium over its issue price. Investors more than doubled the company's market cap to over $2 billion within 5 months of its listing. Now that is something, isn't it? But what's happening now, 2 years later, is a whole different story. Nobody was expecting this, not even Campus's worst critics. To put it simply, it is a terrible time to be Campus right now. In the last quarter of 2023, Campus's revenue was flat. Its sales have gone down substantially, and so has its profit. Its stock, too, is trading well below its issue price. So, what could it be? Is it because the demand in general has become somewhat weak? Because it is true, every big listed footwear company, including Bata and Metro, have been struggling to grow their top line in the last quarter of 2023. So, yes, that is a part of the reason, but there is more, and honestly, it makes for a fascinating story. Welcome to Daybreak, a business podcast from The Ken. I'm your host, Snigdha Sharma, and I don't chase the news cycle. Instead, thrice a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I will come to you with one business story that is worth understanding and worth your time. And by the way, from this week onwards, Daybreak will also be dropping on Tuesdays featuring my brand new co-host, Rahel Philippos. Today is Wednesday, the 17th of April. So before I begin, I have a disclaimer. You might notice more than the usual amount of numbers in this episode, but I promise it will not be difficult to follow. So to start with, let me tell you about how Campus left the likes of Puma and Adidas behind to become the country's top sports shoes brand. Before Campus, Bata was the king of footwear in India. Quality stuff for a good, reasonable price. It was dependable. But it was mainly known for its leather shoes and sandals. So if you wanted a nice pair of sports shoes, there was no trustworthy Indian brand around. If you could afford it, you just have to go for a Nike or an Adidas, which cost more than 1500 rupees back then. And this was where Campus came in. It was not just that it was priced reasonably. It also offered a whole range of designs. Now, here is where the story gets interesting. Very instrumental in Campus's rise was a chartered accountant called Pramod Sharma. He spent close to 30 years with Campus and the group that controls the Campus brand. He was into the marketing and finance for the company, and then in 2009, he moved to sales. At the time, the company's revenue was just a little over $8 million. Pramod Sharma then went on to become Campus's Chief Operating Officer or CEO. And by the time that his three-decade journey at Campus came to an end in 2020, the company's revenue was close to $80 million. We will come back to him in a bit. Now, while Sharma was still with Campus, giants like Adidas and Nike were helplessly watching their revenue from shoes in India take a hit. But for Campus, it was exactly the opposite. By 2021, its top line went up to nearly $150 million. Its share prices post-listing too were soaring. So, as you can probably tell by now, Campus had a simple strategy. Offer consumers sturdy but stylish shoes. In fact, bombard them with design varieties. In a recent earnings call, its CEO, Nikhil Agarwal, said that the company adds 300 new designs every year. And also, while doing all of this, make sure that it's affordable. Or like my colleague, the Ken's deputy editor, Sita Raman, said in his report on Campus, give them Nike at barter prices. And how did it do that? So, first of all, Campus has been very conscious of not outsourcing completely, which is what brands like Adidas do. For 90% of the production of the upper parts of its shoes, it depends on contract manufacturers because it is a labor-intensive process. And for its soles, for example, it outsources about 65% of the manufacturing. But again, it acts as a middleman for all the raw material requirements of its suppliers, and it also assembles 100% of its final products. Oh, and also, there is one more thing. While prepping for its IPO back in 2020, Campus realized that less than one-third of the athleisure footwear market in India was made up of women. Men, meanwhile, made up more than half of it. So, Campus decided to focus its offerings accordingly. Around 70% of its stock-keeping units or SKUs are meant for this demographic. For comparison, it's just roughly 50% in the case of Puma, Nike, and Adidas. So that is that on how Campus reached the top. Now, cut to 2024 when Campus is struggling to stay there. Stay tuned. For starters, Campus's market cap has fallen from over $2 billion to less than $1 billion now. And the overarching problem for Campus is the slowdown of demand. And then the other important reason is also its e-commerce strategy. Campus has had to deal with the ripple effects of depending too much on online B2B or business-to-business platforms like Udaan and the Reliance-owned Ajio. Because now, these platforms are being forced to scale down their operations to cut their losses. But these are not the only reasons. Let us for a moment go back to the young boy or girl from a small city who wanted to buy a pair of sports shoes. Campus came in and made stylish sports shoes accessible to them. But now they have a whole bunch of other options. Like Anuj Nevatia, the co-founder of Bakabuki, an online-only footwear company, told Sita. They can now also choose from other footwear brands offering the same kind of stuff like Abros, Asian, or even Lee Cooper. I'm sure you know Lee Cooper. We mostly remember it as the black and brown shoe brand. But since 2017, it has launched a range of affordable athleisure options. Asian footwear, meanwhile, has raised nearly $30 million in funding. And Abros, it's turning out to be quite the bane of campus's existence right now. And guess what? I've been waiting to tell you this. Remember Pramod Sharma, the guy I told you who was instrumental in campus's rise? Well, he is the founder of Abros. He started the company with an erstwhile supplier of campus back in 2020. Now, naturally, after spending 3 decades with campus, Sharma knew the company's playbook in and out. For example, campus launching 300 new designs every year. Now, even though an analyst told us that this is just a gimmick and that a lot of the designs are way too similar to each other, Abros is playing the same game. Imagine, in just about 4 years after launching, it is already unveiling about 150 new shoe designs every year. Also, Abros has a design team of 60 to 70 people based in its factory near Delhi. And campus? As of March 2023, it just had 50 designers. Now, this is despite the fact that campus sold more than 20 million pairs of shoes last year. And Abros just sold 1/5 of that. Plus, it really helped Abros that its co-founder, Anil Sharma, used to manufacture shoes for brands like Puma and Fila. He had the technical knowledge. Nevertheless, like Sita pointed out, Abros too is not immune to the slowdown in demand. And neither are all the new homegrown sports shoes brands that have come up lately. That's all for today. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you next on Friday with a brand new story.
Daybreak is produced from the newsroom of The Ken, India's first subscriber-focused business news platform. What you're listening to is just a small sample of our subscriber-only offerings. A full subscription unlocks daily long-form feature stories, newsletters, and podcast extras. To subscribe, head to theken.com and click on the red subscribe button on the top of the Ken website. Today's episode was hosted by Snigdha Sharma and edited by Rajiv Siyam.